Good morning.
Okay, there we
Hello,
go.
Beth.
Hello, people.
Good morning.
How's
Good
everybody
morning.
doing?
Good.
Okay, I think I'm supposed to push the record button. Maybe it was already on, so I don't need to do anything. Does everybody have the agenda? Should it be attached to the appointment? I'm not hearing any contrary. So at this point, let's do intros if we can. Well, I guess I got to do the call to order. Hold on a second. Do we need to do intros? Everybody kind of knows each other, but I know everybody doesn't get to see each other very often. So, okay. Can I get approval of the March 7 minutes, please?
I move.
Thank you.
I'll
Second.
second.
Thank you. Are there any abstentions or nays? So, by consensus, we can accept these. Yes, excellent. So, we've got a list of topics for discussion. We'll go through them in as quick of a pace as we can without getting into, we'll table things if we need to and share where it makes sense. So, Chris, at this point, if we can start with QA and we'll go down the list. And everybody, please jump in with questions. If I don't see you, just turn your mic off and talk.
Okay, so we've started the drafting quality assurance process that we use internally. And Mark, if you want to go ahead and bring that up, we should be ready to discuss that. Basically, the idea is that any item that comes into the print services that has more than a paragraph of writing and has significant graphic design elements, especially where it concerns branding or the anything with the branding guide that comes from the college or from the district. We are following a process to make sure that those standards are being followed. And we have our senior graphic designer that's working on that, and then each of the PAOs have a portion of that as well. So Mark, can you just go walk through it? If you're talking, we can't hear you.
There we go. Basically, look, ensuring that appropriate logos are used in the appropriate manners, branded colors, that we're checking for contrast with text and things like that to meet ADA standards, correct fonts, that we're emphasizing the right things, that all of content is free from typos, that all names are spelled correctly, that kind of thing, that if it is an event or a recruitment piece, or if there's a required disclaimer, that those are added, and that if it is being printed, that all of the appropriate print ready things are included in the file.
Well, right now we're using this as an internal document, but if it would be useful, or if we want to have an official guidelines written up, we just wanted to open that up to discussion here, whether it would be worth spending the time to do that.
What do folks think?
I think it looks thorough.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. I didn't see a resolution type, you know, like or a file type, because if you compare like a PNG to a JPEG to an EPS vector file, that's a huge difference. Vector files, of course, as most people in the print industry know, are the sharpest files, especially for logos. You can be any size. So I don't know if you want to put that in there, what file type needs to be the requirement, as well as print resolution, whether it's
files.
You really don't want anything less than 150.
It all depends there. It's all appropriate to whatever the job or the type is. There are some instances where one file is more better than the other, that kind of thing. Resolution may or may not. So but good point, Tony. Yes, we will look at trying to define those as best as possible.
We can bring that back, what additions are made.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is
what
really
else?
And one thing that I guess we would, I know that the designers are asking, is as we're building this, that if the colleges are making changes, additions to their brand guide to, or adding logos, approved logos, that we be notified or included in that, so that we, you know, we are using, or we know the correct colors or logos, things like that. So if we can have all of the colleges just send us any changes to their brand.
For sure.
Package.
What other comments, questions?
Rebecca, I was curious, so where exactly will everyone be able to access this? Is the plan to have this on website, or is this going to be like some kind of a PDF that will be distributed?
Typically the stuff is have somewhere on the just the communications website, the StratCom website, in either a toolkit, or it's referenced somewhere in there as a tool that we're using. So yes, it will be, I can't tell you where exactly, but it will be somewhere within that page.
Okay, thank you.
It'll be housed with the writing style guide, the brand guides, all of those appropriate types of documents. It will be included with that.
Robert, like all the stuff on the agenda that says completed resources, all of those are on the website. They're not, so it's easy for anybody to, hopefully if they just Google RCCD and then fill in whatever they need, it should take them to that single source where that stuff is housed.
Okay. Excellent.
And then the colleges probably have some of them, how, like the brand guides for the colleges are housed on their sites as well.
Sure. Yeah. I know I've seen it on our site. I'm not sure if everyone is, you know, aware it's even there. So
yeah,
that's great. Thank you.
It's one of the things that we're hoping to do a little bit more of in this next year is, I guess, better publicize the things that we already have and do, in-house and resources that are available. I think Patrick and the team within printing kicked it off this last year with some elements, and our team got included, and it's a good idea. So this is just a piece of that.
Do a flex in the fall for RCC with printing and design to try to share the resources better.
We're exactly gonna we're gonna table, I guess, again with you on that. So at Flex, so I'm excited about it. And our intent and hope is, because they're, Daniel's team is physically there, but the intent is to make it to the other campuses, so that there's kind of a little roadshow. What else on this item? Any other, and again, none of these are ever done. We should be revisiting them on a fairly like annual plus basis. The team that works with them will obviously make recommendations as they see them. But if there are recommendations at any point, we can make adjustments. So thanks for the comments on this. Chris, do you want to take any action on this? I don't think we need to, because it's just operational.
No, at this point, I think we're just starting to use it, starting to fill it out. And I guess one of the things that I'd want to assure everybody is we're not trying to be the brand police or anything like that. It's not a, it's not our intention to be the rule maker or the enforcement arm. We're really using this as a guide so that we can help ensure the quality. The place that we set the standards and stuff, that's all within your guidelines, right? Within your branding guidelines, within the writing style guidelines that we've established, within the AP style guide. So those are the rules, and everybody's involved in shaping those. So,
And Chris, to your point, and we'll get into this a little bit in the logo creation process, this is meant to affirm what the colleges have gone through in terms of determination of what they want things to look like. So we're just affirming what other people have already set in place. So if there's a change that wants to be made, fine, then we'll put that in place. But if Moreno Valley is not supposed to use Norco's colors, then we should make sure that Moreno Valley is not using Norco's colors and vice versa. So thank you for that. Chris, you want to move on to production, video production? Yeah. I'm guessing Tony might have some comments here. Maybe.
Let's see. Let me share the document here.
I wish I would have called with that one.
Okay, so hopefully Tony's already given some comments on this. I know both he and Brian have been talking about this for some time. This is our video standards and mastering guidelines. This is second draft. So Tony and Brian have been the main authors on this. In this second draft, we have tried to incorporate some of the ADA compliance guidelines. We did some investigation and research about what level we're expected to be at, and this has been vetted by our legal counsel for the district. So they have a level two, or level double A is what we're supposed to be at for ADA compliance, and those standards and stuff are set up here. There's six essential steps as far as captions, audio description, providing transcripts, using proper color and high contrast, ensuring the keyboard accessible operation, and then evaluating video design, avoiding flashing imagery, that type of thing. So those are standards that we're trying to implement. We don't have 100% compliance on that by any means, but that's something that we're going to have to do, and it's a great service to our students as well. On the source material standardization, we've tried to establish kind of common guidelines that all of the videographers in the district would use, so that we're compatible with one another when we want to use each other's B-roll footage or even A-roll footage, that we're using this similar frame rates and resolution. So that's covered here. The color space, the aspect ratio. One of the challenges with aspect ratio that we've been coming up on is when we format a video for the different social media. So when we talk about TikTok versus YouTube or even Facebook and Instagram, sometimes we use a square format, sometimes we use a vertical format, and sometimes we use a horizontal format. And it's important when you're doing the video to, especially the original video, to make sure that you have enough space and that you're properly centering things, so that no matter which format we wind up using, we can utilize the footage. It's not always the case, right? There's some things where we want to be specific on how we're treating something in a very horizontal format, but these are just, like I said, guidelines to keep in mind as we're going forward. We do our mastering in HD, and we've put in the workflow for editing, audio mixing, export settings, and then downscaling for deliverables. We put in the different bit rates. Now, a lot of these are standards that we've gotten from our social media placement agencies. And so these are typical for what we would do on the different social media, YouTube, that kind of thing. And then we have a quality assurance phase where we go through and make sure that we are using kind of standard best practices in having a pre-production, production, and post-production phase, and what we do in each one, making sure that we give proper emphasis to especially pre-production, so that we're not having to, once we get past pre-production, I'll say this, once we get past pre-production, the chance to fix things or change things dramatically, the time that it takes to do that dramatically increases. So anything that we can handle or discuss or refine in pre-production, that's all better as we go forward. I've highlighted here some yellow that we're still adding content for the different things that we're adding to this section. And we're going to have a section on storage, filing, and archiving as we try to establish some standards and some sharing platforms that we can use. So,
questions, Tony, comments?
Do you want to say anything more about this?
No, you covered everything that the average Joe is going to need to know.
Anything else from anybody else? We're trying. I'm super glad. Again, we can come back to these things. These are meant to write some things down so that as folks come in and out, we've got a starting point and everybody's working from the same place. So this is great. Thank you. So now we get to go to listservs and Chris gets to stop talking for a minute and I get to talk. I think we are very, very close to what I would say operationalizing everything. My intention is to get a communication to go out district wide, and then that can be repurposed at the college level to go out at the colleges. At this point, the college all lists will be moderated, regardless of which campus. Basically, every other list will be not moderated, will be open. So the three faculty lists, the all full-time, part-time at the colleges and across the district, those will not be moderated. The class pro lists at each college will not be moderated. Management list will not be moderated. I'm trying to think of what other group lists. That's pretty much it. And then there will be the ability, because things will be dynamic and we are on 365, that there are groups. Brady and I were just talking yesterday, and now I moved my paper. There are a number of lists that were at Norco that when they went through the process were listed out. Those lists don't exist anymore. So we need to make sure that whatever is in place is captured. But those would be lists that those humans involved, I'm going to use VAPA as an example because that's the group that Brady's a part of, is small currently, but it as it grows and people are assigned to that group as visual and performing arts, then it makes sense, right? But if they wanted to tie in with the other colleges, in theory, they would be able to because people would be in that grouping. So I'm optimistic at where we are going. At this point, only the college alls are being moderated, which means those will not necessarily be fully dynamic. So we'll work with the public affairs officers and the folks back end on the college campuses. But it's I think we have reached resolution on this, a communication I'm optimistic will go out before faculty leave this academic year, letting them know that when they come back, this will be operationalized and we'll make that switch at the fiscal year change. So for example, RIVAL will not exist anymore. It will be RCCAL. NORAL will be NCAL. So that's an example. I don't know if there's any questions, comments. We'll be working on a message. I'll be working with the PAOs to get something out at district and then college-wide. But I wanted to share kind of the update. It's been a long time coming. Some of you have come on and off this committee, and but we're there. So any questions, comments, concerns about listservs and where things are headed? Cool. I really appreciate everybody. It's been a long time going to and through the colleges and back and forth to this committee. So thank you for your help on this. And by the time we meet again, it'll be done. It'll be operational. And there, those lists and the how you utilize them will also be on the website. And so they'll be in our completed list. So it shows a lot of work. Chris.
So you have the college all lists are all moderated. Also the RCCD all list is moderated. So
yes, change. Yes. Yes, thank you for reaffirming. RCCD all continues to be moderated as well. Okay, logo creation. I'm going to talk generally, and then I'm going to ask Brady to share because Norco is really the only one that's gone through this. We've had a lot of requests over the years for a logo creation process. And colleges have kind of gone through it piecemeal, but we haven't set any kind of standards. And so that's the question before this group of, we're happy to review it. And again, this part of this goes back to quality assurance, but at some point it's, here's what the recommendations for the colleges to do before it comes and goes through any kind of process. So Brady, if you'll share what Norco did, and I'm sure Ashley can jump in because I believe she was there too.
She was, and I would love her help. Basically, there was a small work group put together and we worked with Vision Point. We shared our brand pillars and our aesthetic, what we were kind of going for. They asked us lots of questions, gave us lots of feedback, went through several iterations, got down to basically three or four that we really liked, and one in particular that we liked. So we were hoping for that one, but we sent it out to the college community and asked them to vote on which one resonated with them the most. And ultimately they picked the correct one and it went to Senate for final approval. Did I miss anything, Ash?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ashley, is there any detail you want to add?
I did have to walk away for a second, but I caught the end of what Brady was saying, and that sounds like the process that we used.
Is there, from either of your perspectives, is there anything that you would add or recommend now that you've been through it? Would you say like there's only a certain level that we would want to have a vendor come in and other things we can do in-house? Because there's some logo graphics changes that you want to make that you don't need to have a third party come in, but you all were doing a complete overhaul.
Yeah, we were rebranding to include a visual mark, and so having outside voices to kind of guide us, because what they first gave us was too whimsical and it didn't feel, you know, like college level. And so for me, the process was super breezy. My recommendation for people, if they do something like this, is a small work group of smart people who know the brand, because too many cooks in the kitchen ain't going to get it done.
Understood. Patrick or Robert, from your perspective, from a faculty and your colleges, do you see just that general structure as being, I mean, it sounds very easy. I don't necessarily want to add onerous pieces to it, but I also don't want to think that what will work at Norco will necessarily work within your sentence and structure. So it should, but because it seems so simple, but
like I said, does that work? It's about the right people being in the room.
It's that work group piece.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We at Moreno Valley College, we recently were going through the process of trying to get some kind of branding created, for example, for VPA. So we were meeting as a department, and then we were including Noelle Hansen in the mix so that everybody was on board and making sure that we were, you know, being compliant with branding standard guidelines. And so it's been, the communication's been really solid. And so Noelle was really helpful in actually not only just creating the logos, but also ensuring that everybody was on the same page. So we're technically already doing it, at least, you know, with VPA. So I'm pretty sure that's all across the board with the other disciplines as well.
It seems like we could document that piece of create a work group and then, okay, go ahead, Brady.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. Did somebody else jump in?
Chris was on the screen.
I was about to say, yeah, we're trying to shy away from like other groups trying to like, I think there was an incident where they said, oh, we created this logo. It was a ChatGPT thing. And then they already went direct to printing. It was before we can see, oh, hey, like we need to kind of talk about this. So yeah, we're trying to shy away from that.
Well, and that would cause that moment of pause of what's the work group? And right, like who's directing the work group, right? Faculty can create that on their own, but if it's the other side of the house, somebody's directing it. So where did that come from? And then you can kind of figure out logo creation or what's happening, adjustments from there. Does that, mm-hmm. I mean, does that work group sound like a base?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Patrick, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that works too. We've been kind of doing something like that with the marketing committee, and we even formed a little work group to address athletic branding. So that's, in practice, I think that's the best way to go. Keep it small and keep cooks out of the kitchen.
Okay. So it sounds like everybody is kind of already doing a piece of this. So what we'll do, if it's okay, is we'll document this from this conversation, and we'll present a general process for logo creation so that, again, everybody knows. If they Google RCCD logo creation, it'll pop up and it'll say create a work group and then work through this process at the colleges. Because it does sound like everybody's going through the same process. It's just not, again, written down. So if we can document it, that would be awesome. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that. And then we'll have that as a definite agenda item for review at our first meeting in the fall. I'm actually going to pause there and No, Renee, don't let me forget, under upcoming discussion topics or updates or something for DSPC and what's happening and governance and something like that. Is there anything else on logo creation before I run off of that topic? Cool. Awesome. Look at us. This is great. Chris, campus maps? Maybe? Look, I was the one having phone problems this week. It can't be happening anywhere else.
My cursor disappeared. Yeah, as far as campus maps, we have one designer at the district that we hold responsible for designing, archiving, and distributing the maps, the campus maps, or the official versions of the campus maps. And that's been working for quite a while, but we're seeing more and more different styles of maps, even 3D and video maps that are happening. And so we just wanted to talk and get your feelings about, you know, is that acceptable? Is that something that we want to move forward, you know, or do we need to standardize those maps so that we're all using kind of similar technology, similar programs and stuff to do that? What are your feelings?
I know when Kevin Fleming was here, we created a 3D map, basically a campus tour. And it proved to be really effective. But my initial thought is each college should be able to treat the way they want to present their campus. But I also like cohesion.
Are we talking about just like the printed map? Excuse me. Or like, I know at least in RCC's site, you can go to kind of more of an interactive map. We're talking about both.
We're talking about both, yeah.
Talking about both. I have a hard time with RCC's map, but I don't know if it's just me. It could be a me problem. But...
It's not just you. It's
okay.
It's definitely not you.
See, I look it up and then I don't find things. And I'm just
Delia, you know, from when we do Welcome Day and that sort of thing, Delia. I can't remember her last name. Delia from the Outreach Center, or I'm sorry, from the Welcome Center. She created a map that was more student-centric. And because when you go into the college catalog, it'll have an acronym. And we've tried to make the maps for RCC utilize the acronyms, like the interactive map uses the acronyms that the college catalog uses. But Delia went a step further and she kind of did like this shortcut map. And I don't have a copy of it, unfortunately. I have to get a copy and send it to you guys. And you can see what she did and what she does when she does her tours. And it's kind of neat because it's all very icon-ish sort of thing that relates to what the students actually need versus what the official map is. So,
are you talking about the student wealth map?
Which one?
The student wealth map. I think it was put together by the street team. No?
No, I don't. No, I haven't seen that one.
I think that is the wealth map. Delia worked with us to create that, and that's kind of the lingo that we use for it, is wealth map.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that's the same one. Could be. It's been a little while since I've seen it. But I know it's really popular with the students.
Well, and that's what it comes down to. Accessibility.
Yeah. I'll have to get a copy and then and forward it to you guys.
Would it help maybe if we just create sort of a repository for printed maps, just so we can sort of see each other's good ideas if we want to kind of share them and then look at, I don't know if the other colleges are pleased with their online maps, in which case, if not, maybe we all kind of explore other options.
I think that's part of what we're getting to. There's so much functionality within maps that people are asking for that that's what it comes down to is I hear RCC is not excited about theirs. I haven't heard anything about MBC's. It sounds like Norco's happy with theirs, but maybe we use Norco's vendor. I don't know.
Norco's is really clean. It just looks like the college is one big parking lot.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Well, and we're small, so it's easier. Something like RCC is all over the place.
Is that your
PDF? Go ahead.
Sorry, is that your PDF or is that your Visit 3D College map and virtual tour?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just the one that would be in the college catalog, just the flat one, like the aerial view.
Oh, I see. I see. Oh, interesting.
I can look for it.
I think that the making sure that we have a central repository for the maps and whatever their format, and making sure that we have the original files. One of the challenges that we've run into in our department, anyways, is that we have, somebody that's done a map on campus, and we don't know what program they've used for it. And they'll send us a PDF and say, "Hey, can you add bathrooms and can you change the color on this?" And that becomes a problem, right? The integrity of the map or the quality of the map goes down because we're not using the original files, and then we get several iterations of that map that are going out. Some are, we'll have one in the catalog, but then somebody decided to improve that map and put it on their flyer or something like that, and then it's not consistent. So, but that's why we feel like this needs to be a subject that we discuss, and we set up some guidelines, and it's just gotten more complicated with the digital and video maps and stuff. So,
Can I chime in a second on this one?
absolutely.
Please.
As designers, we work with these maps all the time. And to echo what Chris was saying, consistency is really important for this sort of thing. Because sometimes people just ask for the map on the back of a flyer, and we need to know what they're talking about. We all need to be on the same page and know which map that we need to add to this. If there's a bunch of maps floating around, we don't know which one to use. It even gets a little confusing with RCC having the regular map and the wealth map. We have to specify which one do you want. And then sometimes, yeah, it does get changed somewhere along the way. And they're talking about a different map that we've never seen. And it just puts a wrench in the design process a little bit. And also for quality control as well, to kind of go back to that, if I'm quality controlling something that someone has submitted through printing services, I'll reject the map if it's not the one that I know to be the correct map, because I do want that consistency. So what I would advocate for is a 3D one online, and then one, maybe two, consistent for print maps. I think the wealth map is something that could be utilized on different campuses. It is more helpful for tours for first-time students. But I think having a consistent, thorough map as our standard would be really, really helpful. And having access to it would be very, very helpful.
Yeah, I'm going to take it a step further. Maps are necessary for safety. Our maps need to be accurate because good, bad, right, or wrong, if PD is coming from offsite or fire is coming from offsite, they may just Google it because our campuses are complicated for outside people. So having a resource that is up to date, especially with as much building potential coming in different places, is important. So I would be interested to know from the colleges, I guess Thea and Robert and Patrick, like look at it from your college's perspective. And if Norco's works, I mean, I'm looking at I haven't looked at the guided tour, but the campus map appears to be on an Esri background. I don't know if that's accurate. So from an update perspective, I would want to find that out. So if you all are looking at making a change, or it's not a widget that you have and you want to add, I'd want to ask, and Robert, I can take it on the MoVal side and have the conversation with Farida, because I know graduation's coming pretty soon. But I think we need to ask the question operationally, what the two colleges, because Norco seems to be happy with theirs, right? So if there is a requested change, we need to start looking into that. And I just need to know if that's something you all want to do. And if so, I can take it and have the necessary admin conversations. I don't need you to do the work. I'm not asking that.
Patrick,
I think,
oh, sorry.
Sorry, I think we need to have a, I think we do need to have a standard map that is to scale and as close as we can get. One of the things that we've been doing in with our graphic designers is we've been doing aerial photography of the campuses, and then we discovered a lot of things that are out of they're not related. I mean, we'll have a huge gym, but the gym really isn't that big compared to other buildings and stuff. So we're going through and refining those maps. And then we have people that are making simplified maps, you know, just to a location or something like that, that just shows the streets without all the buildings and stuff. But I think we need to have a central repository for the official, quote unquote, catalog version of the map, and make sure that that at least is consistent and used across all the campuses.
That we may end up operationalizing it through reality of contract. So, Thea and Robert, does that work for you? Like, again, I'll take the work. I just need to know if, unless you think that there is a concern.
Patrick, do you know, like, who owns the digital map on RCC's site?
Website?
Yeah, is it the web team?
Well, I think it was designed when they changed the website with a vendor. I don't know if how it's updated.
Leo Pan updates that.
Okay. Is it through a third party, though?
Yes.
Do we actually have it?
It's through a third party, yeah. It's hosted on a third party website.
I guess my complaint with that 3D map has always been, if you're trying to find a building, good luck. You just have to know where it is.
Oh, it's really confusing. Well, we can ask, I guess, Christy Woods would be.
Yep, it would be Christy Woods.
It sounds to me like what you're suggesting is good, a central place for printable maps mm-hmm. with a similar design and style and logic. And then 3D maps sound like they can be a little bit mm-hmm. different per campus, but they should all be accessible on the website, print or digital, and shareable, because the best you can do is like Google RCC map to find one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And for, excuse me, and for MDC, Rebecca, that would be great, because we also have Ben Clark that we have to take into consideration as well. So there's going to be, you know, multiple maps here. So thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
MVC needs to do a new one anyway, because they just got an art gallery.
You're right. Yeah, that literally is going to debut next week. So great point, Brady.
Awesome. Okay. Campus maps. That's great. I'm going to stop talking now and do updates from the colleges. So whatever you want to share, and then we'll do other stuff. So let's start with MVC.
Yeah, so we are super excited. We have finally gotten our requested marketing print material that we've been working on for a couple of years now. So everything from brochures for VPA to like swag bags, different items that we're going to be using for outreach, as well as for like internal events like resource fairs and our open house that we're having this weekend. So there's definitely a lot of momentum right now within the department, in addition to like the videos that are already circulating on the district website and then also through YouTube. So there's been a really positive response to that. So I think, not I think, affirmative, other disciplines now have started to see that our wheels are in motion in terms of our marketing efforts. And now they're starting to request materials as well, which is really nice, because we're trying to create much more visibility in the community and again, on campus, to make students aware of all the different disciplines and programs available. So we're really excited about that, and you know, just continuing that process of collaboration, and everybody just really came together, and we worked with Noelle, and we had extensive meetings throughout this semester just to get all the printing aspects, you know, moving forward, to get all those wheels in motion. So we're very excited about that, and you know, just to see, you know, where we go forward with this. So.
Very cool. Awesome. Any questions, comments for MVC? Cool. Brady, Norco.
No real updates. Everything's going smooth. We've got new digital billboards on the freeways, but like everything's normal. We're doing good. Nothing groundbreaking. Slow and steady.
Good. Towards the end of the semester, that's right. Roll the train. Good. RCC, what can you share?
I'll start with personal privilege. We're having a portfolio showcase for our students next week. So anyone is welcome to come to our classrooms in Tech B. Students are showing off their latest work, and we're doing a little demos in the print shop. So it's open for everyone 3 to 6 on May 21st. And if you're looking to hire a student, this is a great place to find them for anything. Then I would say we're in the early stages of talking about a flex for fall, just to show folks how to implement the branding stuff we have. And so we're gathering ideas for what that can look like. And that's what I have. Anybody else?
Cool. Thank you. I remembered, and I didn't even have to ask Renee to remind me. One of the things as a DSPC committee that I've asked, because this group, along with many of the others that were existing, has been meeting, and allegedly there are 2-year terms. So I said, excuse me, when do those 2 years start? Because I feel like some of you might want to know. It does not mean that at the end of your term, we say goodbye to you. We say, hey, thanks for renewing your term and coming back to this committee again. Mm-hmm. I just want to know when that timing starts, so that if you do want to bounce for whatever reason, you know when that is as well. Especially on the Senate side, I need to have people reappointed and then managers reconfirm. So I just wanted to share that. I don't actually know what the end of or start of your service looks like, but I appreciate that you all come to this meeting, because as you can see under the completed stuff, we've done a lot. So mm-hmm. I appreciate the movement of this group, because it helps the team that works in external relations a lot, and then it trickles down and helps the campuses because it supports the people who are doing some of the back end stuff. So any other questions, comments in general, upcoming discussion topics? We have some stuff that we've got to work on that we'll roll back into the fall. And we'll schedule meetings in the fall once folks are back, but early August probably, or early September, late August, I guess. So anything else collectively for the good of the group?
I just think we should stay amazing.
Yeah. Done. Okay, that's the goal over the summer. Stay amazing. Work on it.
Perfect.
Okay, I appreciate you all. Thank you. We will follow up after the summer. Be well.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Later.